Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. I welcome you once again to the program. Glad you could be with us. Today we want to, we've talked this week about who Jesus is, the Father, who God was. Today I want to talk a little bit about the Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit? It's the Holy Spirit's one that seems to be left in the background so much in so many churches. Very few preachers even preach on the Holy, about the Holy Spirit. It's almost like people are afraid of the Holy Spirit, which I have no concept of, because if it's the Holy Spirit of God, certainly nothing to be afraid of. Jesus told his disciples in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26, he says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will be your teacher in all things and will put you in mind of everything I have said to you." Now, that's a version that's in the basic Bible, a basic English. The King James says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." Now, Jesus explained to the disciples that he was going to send the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, a helper. And certainly it was not to be afraid of him. He says, you know, he goes on to say in the next verse, he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." He says, "Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for the Father is greater than I." So, and then he talks about how the Holy Ghost is going to be sent, and it's for a reason. The Holy Ghost is there to comfort us. He's there to help us to learn. He says he will, but not only that, he said, "Whom the Father will send in my name." So God himself is going to send the Holy Spirit to all of us. When we become followers of Christ, we receive the Holy Spirit. And he goes on to tell him, he says, you know, I won't be here much more to talk to you. The prince of the world comes, you know, the devil himself. And after this, I will not say much to you, because the ruler of this world comes, and he has no power over me, but he comes so that the world may see that I have love for the Father, and that I am doing as I am ordered by the Father. That's the basic English, and the King James once again says, "Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world comes, and hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father hath gave me commandment, even so do I do." So, you know, he's going to give the disciples, and also now to us, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. So many people are afraid of the Holy Ghost, and one of the reasons is, in the last 50, 60 years, 80 years, whatever it's been, when Pentecostalism started up in the United States, people got afraid of the Holy Ghost. They was afraid that they was, you know, going to talk in some weird language, and they was afraid of it. Being afraid of the unknown is certainly nothing new, but keep in mind, we should not be afraid. God told us don't be afraid, to have no fear. The Comforter's coming, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He'll teach you, and he'll bring all things to remembrance and everything. You know, and he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." So the Holy Spirit is as much a part of our belief as Jesus and God is. It's just that we have left him to the sidelines, so to speak. And it's sad, because if you look at how the Bible has taught us, the Old Testament was all about two things: God, but it also told of the forthcoming of Christ. But it was all, you know, the people communicated with God. And God had his prophets. And then Jesus in the New Testament came to be our sacrifice for us, once and for all. And then Jesus went back to heaven to be with the Father for a time, but he said, I will send the Holy Ghost to you. So see, there's a succession there. And what happened is we've kind of forgotten that the Holy Ghost is here to help us. The Holy Spirit is here to help us, not to hurt us or anything. He's here to help us. And so many of us look at, I think because he's called the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost, we look at it as something different than God or Jesus. But you have to realize that he's a part of the Godhead. God, Jesus, Holy Spirit. Doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to, if you believe and ask the Holy Spirit to work in you, that you're going to all of a sudden start, you know, talking in some kind of gibberish and jumping up and down on the back of the pews and, you know, and doing all kind of weird stuff. It doesn't mean that. It means that you have now a power in you that came directly from God to learn from, to help you to understand better, to help you make better decisions, to make better choices in your walk, to help you to understand things better. We need to be able to start relying on the Holy Spirit to help us, and we don't right now. We forget that he's here for a reason, and it's to help us and to comfort us. And we forget that. I don't know, honestly, why there's not a whole lot more about the Holy Spirit in the Bible, but there is. But what it does, what there is in the Bible that Jesus taught us, is that he's a good thing, and he's here to help us. He's not here to be worshipped. He's not here to do anything else except for to comfort us and to help us. And that's what he's here for. Too many people think that it's all something else, but it's not. He's here for that reason. And I think we need to start realizing that there's just a whole lot more to the Holy Spirit than what we think there is. The Holy Spirit is the one who gives us helps us with to learn and our knowledge and in our understandings. You know, so many times if you're struggling to understand something in the Bible, we need to learn how to ask the Holy Spirit to help us to understand better. You know, a lot of times we'll say, Jesus, help me to understand this better. The Holy Spirit's there too. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. That's what he's there for. And we keep thinking, I think so many times we look at the Holy Spirit like he's just not real. We know who he is and we know what it says, but he's not really there. But he is there, and he indwells in each one of us. And if we could get that concept in our mind straight, we would realize that we have not only the love of God, the love of Jesus, but also the love of the Holy Spirit and the help of the Holy Spirit. And my goodness, anything's possible now. What more power do you need as a Christian than the Holy Spirit in you? Nothing, because he's here to help you. He shall teach you all things. Isn't that amazing? He shall teach you all things. And see, if we quit relying on ourselves, we quit relying on books that people read as our only source of knowledge, and start asking the Holy Spirit to help us to understand and to teach us, wow, what a teacher, huh? Right from God himself. I don't know of a better teacher in the world that you could find than someone that the Lord God himself sent to you. I mean, he's not going to send you a second-rate teacher that flunked out of school, you know, as the old saying goes. You're going to get the best of the best. And that's something that I don't think we've even come close to understanding at all. The Holy Ghost is our helper. He's the comforter in our times of trouble. The Lord didn't say in John 14:26 that he says the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. He didn't say he's the comforter if he didn't mean it. The Lord never said anything he didn't mean. There's no evidence at all in the Bible about Jesus being a jokester, a prankster, a guy who you couldn't believe or trust, or a man who said things that he didn't mean, any of those kind of things. He was someone who spoke the truth, and only the truth. And that's all he ever spoke. And if he said the Holy Ghost is a comforter, well, we need to understand that. When you're going through a downtime in your life, someone's passed away, or things aren't going good for you, that's when we need to start relying on the Holy Spirit. In my opinion, a lot of people will disagree with this, but in my opinion, Pentecostals have given the Holy Spirit a bad name. People are afraid of the Holy Ghost because Pentecostals get stupid with it. I was a member of the Assembly of God for years, and I witnessed firsthand how stupid and ignorant some of these people can be when it comes to the Holy Spirit. I mean, they do the craziest, dumbest, silliest things and attribute it to the Holy Spirit. And it's not. The Holy Spirit's not the Holy Ghost bartender. The Holy Spirit's not the holy laughter man who makes people laugh till they're falling out of their seats in the aisle for when nobody said anything funny. People are making a mockery of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, it's camouflaging the credibility of who the Holy Spirit is. And we need to get past that. We need to realize who the Holy Spirit truly, truly is, what he's here for, and I don't like to use the word take advantage of him, but I would say take advantage of the fact that Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, or the Father sent, rather, the Holy Spirit to be with you, to comfort you, and to teach you in all things. That is the most wonderful gift that he could have sent after, I guess I would say God gave us those two gifts. First, he gave us life, but then he gave us Jesus as a sacrifice for our sins, and then he gave us the Holy Ghost. He's a gift giver. He's given us these gifts, and we've refused to take advantage of it. We've even refused to accept that they're real. But the Holy Ghost is real, folks. He's not like Casper, and he's not like the old evil ghost. He is the Spirit of God himself. And he's here to help you. Isn't that amazing? Little old you and little old me, he's here to help us. And we don't even acknowledge that he's around. It's like he's shut up in a jail cell somewhere, stuffed over in a cabinet in a corner, and unless you accidentally open the cabinet door, he never gets out, you know. But it's not true. He walks with us every day. He indwells within us. And we need to start praying to God to open our eyes and open our minds to who the Holy Spirit truly is, and then to start asking the Holy Spirit for your help. He's certainly not going to force things on you. So you need to learn to talk to God and to ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, please help me to understand this. If there's something you don't understand, ask the Holy Spirit to help you to understand it more clearly. Start becoming more, what do I want to say? Start becoming closer to who the Holy Spirit truly is. There's a lot of good reading out there, but the best is the Bible, naturally. Listen, time flies. We're out of time again. See you in the morning. God bless you. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do. And we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, C-A-M-P-P-O-I-N-T, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.